Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of team communications in the COVID-19 era. And joining me today is a longtime multifamily industry veteran who is also a sought-after national speaker and educator, Mary Gwynn, Chief Innovator with Apartment Dynamics. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you so much, Paul. Glad to be here.
So the topic that we're discussing, you know, today is team communications in the COVID-19 era, and I would think that in any crisis, communications is a good communication is a key component of dealing with that and making sure that everybody's protected and your properties are operating the way they need to be operating. What have you found has been communication challenges during this time? And let's talk about some suggestions throughout the show and tips that we can give to our listeners.
Wonderful. Well, as you can imagine, when we're roughly 40 days into this, there have been a lot of opportunities. And if I only get one point across today, it is the fact that you absolutely cannot over-communicate with your teams right now. You cannot over-communicate. I know often we think, oh, you know, they've got this. But right now, it's incredible how fearful people are and how many voices are giving so many opinions that may or may not be relevant. You think about where people are getting their information, Paul, and it's amazing what you read on the internet, what you see on social media, what you hear in the news. And, you know, please don't get me started on that. But there are so many different opinions from the different news media. So if our employee teams are hearing all this, one of the big fears is, who do you believe? What do you believe? And then you add to it the real problems they have. The fact that we poll our team members pretty frequently right now, and I'll talk more in detail about that. But the same things they feared roughly 40 days ago when we polled them, things like losing their jobs, getting sick, making their family members sick, they still have those same fears. It hasn't changed. Oh. And so I think the big, big important thing is, if you do not communicate enough and if you do not communicate effectively with your teams, they're going to believe what they hear out there. And right. Then they really will be fearful.
So, you know, everything, like you said, is confusing with what we're hearing, not only in the media, but I'm sure in some organizations, what's, you know, what to do about certain things. But in multifamily, you've got things like collecting rent. You've got dealing with maintenance issues. Where do you start with trying to come up with a communication plan that is going to be, I guess, to the point, but also is going to people are going to be able to understand and to work with?
That is a really great question, and I will tell you that I and other people in this industry would say it evolves. We started with having a great big town hall, announcing different things we were going to implement. And it was all a push. It was all output, no input at that point, because we were trying to react to potential big news. And we learned really quickly, again, we're big on trying to get feedback from our employees. We learned by doing an anonymous SurveyMonkey survey that they were confused, they were not hearing what we said in this one great big meeting, and they didn't want a bunch of emails clarifying things. So we tried to communicate a little bit more effectively with shorter meetings, and we were a little bit more effective. And at first, people were not overly concerned, but again, that grew with lots of communication and miscommunication out in the big wide world and on social media.
I know you gave me some points of things that you were talking about the different voices that were out there and a whole kind of bulleted list of things that I think is important to share with our listeners.
Well, again, the impact of fear is so critical right now, fear being the great big driver, fear of being exposed to the illness, fear of getting sick and getting your family sick. We even had the misinformation of our team members who are considered essential by the government. They were still afraid of being arrested for being out on the roads and the highways, for not having a letter from the governor, fear of not having income or food or toilet paper, fear of isolation. There are just so many different things out there. And so we figured out that we had to communicate strongly and positively and in a number of different ways. We had to communicate. Tom Gwynn, my business partner and husband, who, Paul, you know, he did a video, and we emailed it out and texted it out. And that was something that we actually heard back from a number of different employees, how seeing Tom and hearing him was very, very helpful to them, and hearing the message of we want to be honest and practice empathy and respect and integrity, but also transparency in this. As you know, the crisis has changed every day. There's in the beginning, there was a new government regulation or a new pronouncement or a new discovery. And so we made some decisions early on based on that information, and maybe the next day it changed. And so we tried to be transparent and say, oops, we gave you this directive based on yesterday's news. We're changing it today, and we're sorry. There's new information. It's been where you have to find ways to communicate, but also just be really open and honest, and tell them you're sorry when you're wrong, because you're going to be wrong some if you're communicating a lot. If I can clarify, when I say communicate in every way you have, we learned from some other leaders that we are on a networking call with that they were using video and being seen and doing short messages, and that's really been helpful. We're doing now town hall 3 days a week, and that was in response to our employees wanting more communication and more frequent, even if we don't have breaking news every day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're doing short town halls. And we're doing email follow-up to say what was said in the town hall. And we're trying to do different methods of communication because everybody hears different and processes different.
And I think the town hall is such a great idea because it gives the people who are participating in it a chance to respond, a chance to ask questions, as opposed to always doing just a sending out outgoing communication, as you said before. I think that's so important, especially when there's so much fear out there that your survey showed that employees had.
You're exactly right. So we are doing SurveyMonkey big surveys periodically, but what we've added to our town halls, Paul, which I think has really been helpful, is we're doing live polling that's anonymous, where they use their cell phones and they can respond if they don't want to say, you made the point really wisely that in a town hall, both parties can have a voice. But if you're afraid to say what you're thinking, these live polls give people the opportunities to say different thoughts they're having anonymously, real time. They can see their response to the questions. And we try to have one or two polls per town hall. And some of them are fun. Some of them are serious. But in particular, we try to repeat the same question about what are you worried about at least once a week so we can hear what those biggest fears are.
All right, well, we have to take a short break. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of team communications in the COVID-19 era. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today is longtime multifamily industry veteran, who is also a sought-after national speaker and educator, Mary Gwynn, Chief Innovator with Apartment Dynamics. Before we jump back into the conversation, I would like to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So we talked a little bit in the last segment, Mary, about a lot of the surveys that you're doing with your teams and the town halls and so forth. And I'm not sure, because we had the break, that you were able to finish your thoughts on that. So please expand on that.
Well, thank you, Paul. When you're communicating, a lot of times, if you're not careful, it's all outgoing, which is not really communicating. That's really just talking or being a talking head. So we want to make sure that we really are hearing from our employees. And I'm trying to talk to individuals on a regular basis and randomly contact different of our team members who are in different roles. But sometimes there's safety in numbers and being able to express your opinion in a different way. So we're using a number of different surveys. We are doing the Survey Monkey, as I mentioned, and I'm glad to share with your listeners the questions that we're asking. We are using Poll Everywhere on our actual town hall calls. And again, we're asking the question of what are your worries, what are your fears right now? We're asking that question at least once a week live so that we can hear it, but also so our team members can see they're not alone. Their other team members are having similar fears. We try to mix something up. If you could be anywhere in the world right now, where would you be? And even that gives you really interesting answers because they're generated out of people being in kind of an isolated place right now. And then last, we've worked with Swift Bunny, which is a polling company for that specifically for this industry. And right now they have a 10-question survey to gauge where employees are, and that's been helpful as well. But listening as well as putting out information and listening in a way that people can be truly anonymous is very helpful. We have opened up a Stay Safe at apartmentdynamics.com email so people can send questions or fears or worries anytime, day or night. We have a special phone number. We've tried to make sure that we're hearing from our different team members in whatever way they'll communicate with us.
And just, I'm curious, and I'm sure our listeners are too, what type of response are you getting to the surveys, as well as are people taking advantage of doing the anonymous, taking the anonymous routes?
They are definitely using the surveys to tell us important things. And we are trying very hard. If you do a survey, don't do one unless you're willing to do something about what you hear. And right. We did a survey or a live poll on one of our calls when we could sense there was a lot of angst out there. We did a survey saying if we were to offer some kind of a paid counseling service, would you take advantage of it? Paul, 50% of our responses were yes, they would take advantage of it, and 23% wow. said maybe. So all of a sudden, we're regrouping, and we immediately added an employee assistance program to our insurance policies. We heard it, and that's the thing. You have to hear it, but you have to do something with the information your employees are telling you. But is that not astounding data?
That, I mean, that really is. And of course, you know, I've had several conversations with people, and by full disclosure, my daughter is working on her master's right now, finishing up her master's in August. For social work. And she and I have had many conversations about how this whole pandemic situation is going to affect the mental health of just everybody in general. But that is astounding data. And it kind of, actually supports the fact that, yes, this does have an effect. And and I would think it would have an effect on residents, too. And, you know, my next question for you is, I know you're surveying your teams. Are you surveying residents?
We are, not with this kind of frequency, obviously, because you can't manage but so much data. And again, as I said, anytime you survey, you've got to be willing to respond to that data. And if you're not willing to respond to the answer, don't ask the question, because that hurts your credibility with whoever you're polling. So we have been surveying our residents, and, you know, we're seeing that they have similar fears to what our team members have. They're afraid of getting sick, and they're afraid of losing their jobs and income for the most part. Some of our properties don't have that same issue of being fearful for their jobs. For example, we have properties in a military town, and they're not fearful of that. They're really fearful of when will I be moved or things like that. So the fears are a little bit different, but fear is definitely the driver right now. And again, as clear as we can be with information and as responsive as we can be, like looking forward at the great reopening that people are in planning for, we're planning it as well. We have task forces where our team members are participating in, and we've broken it down by a task force for the office and a task force for maintenance operations and a task force, you know, just several different ones to sort of help us phase in a way that both accommodates our residents' needs, like, you know, how will we reopen amenities like fitness rooms? We want to accommodate them. On the other hand, we want to make sure our team members feel safe in whatever method we do it. And that's a challenge.
Well, I know you have a great team of people that work for you because you and Tom are great leaders to start with. But when you form all these task forces and you've got everybody working on these different plans and getting ready for different things, do you find that the employees are rising to the occasion? And secondly, does that surprise you if they are?
Paul, I have been absolutely amazed, and thank you for kind words. But I have one of our themes is surrounded by greatness. We are just so pleased with the greatness of our team members and the fact that they are trying very hard to take care of their residents, keep safe, keep their team members safe, and also that they're trying, it's very hard, but trying to get outside themselves when they're working on these task forces to try to think, okay, I have all these different customers. I have my team members that are my customer that I want to keep safe and healthy. I have residents who are getting really antsy out there, by the way, and I need to keep them safe and provide services to them. So it has been very, very gratifying to listen to the feedback from the different task forces and see that they're considering so many things that who knew they'd be considering, like masks in the office and masks for residents that come or prospects that come in or just different initiatives like that. Yeah, it's been overwhelming how pleased I am to see our team rise to the occasion because it's new territory.
Right. Yeah, and nobody has any training for this. I mean, this is something that is brand new to everyone when it comes to the multifamily industry, especially. I know you want to talk about being positive. We've only got about a minute left. Let's start that conversation. We can pick it up after the break.
Okay, so everybody's doing Zoom webinars, and everybody can see the faces of the people that are participating in the call. And I am telling you, I work hard to make sure there is a pleasant expression on my face at all times, because my face is a dead giveaway almost always of what I'm thinking. A leader's attitude is so contagious. And I would say a positive remark, a smile, a nice word, a thank you, a compliment, these are all just as contagious as the coronavirus, if not more so. And they're really, really, really important because our team members are working really hard. And they might not have a kind word said to them in a single day because everybody's afraid and reacting. So I would say everything we can do to be positive, to thank people, to acknowledge the great work out there, like on the task forces, Paul. You brought that up. I have a lot of thank yous to send out. You're going to cut me off, right?
Well, we've got the music's playing, so Mike's saying we need to take a quick break. Let's pick this up when we get back for a minute. So we'll get right back on it. We're going to be back in a short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back. Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of team communications in the COVID-19 era. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today is a longtime multifamily industry veteran who is also a sought-after national speaker and educator, and Mary Gwynn, who is the chief innovator with Apartment Dynamics. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor, specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily properties. Mary, in the break, we were talking a little bit about the fact that hitting communications in this era is like a moving target. How are you modifying, and when do you decide to modify what you communicate and how you communicate to your teams?
That's a great question, and we are modifying as we learn what works or what's no longer working. As I said earlier, when there was breaking news, the different three times a week town halls were brand new information every time. Now there isn't breaking news, breaking changes every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So one of the things we've tried to do is mix it up a little bit and add other people to the mix. For example, we had a guest speaker yesterday, I guess it was, Mindy McCorkle, who's a national speaker on leadership and communication. She spent 10 minutes of our 15 talking to people about how it's okay to feel what you feel, whatever that is. And last week we had a guest speaker, Dr. Jim Smith with Leadership Systems, who teaches leadership coaching. And he was talking about leadership in this particular crisis and what it looks like and what it feels like. And it was just very helpful for our team members to hear other voices. And we're inviting other voices going forward as well, And hopefully we won't have breaking news that interrupts it. But if we do, we'll modify again. We'll change the way we communicate to meet what's going on. But it was really nice to hear the feedback from hearing other voices besides mine and our regional team and our director of operations and Tom. They like hearing from other people, and that helps with their perspective.
And I know, you know, we're talking about modifying your message, but what about repeating your message? Is that something that that you feel like is important, to repeat the message over and over again?
Oh, my goodness. I'm reading a book called Traction. In fact, we're doing a virtual book club that we planned before we went virtual. And one of the things the author says, he tells a story about a CEO he was coaching who was very frustrated over people were not remembering what the mission statement was. And he said, that they still didn't get it after he told them four times. And this author said that it's really critical to tell something seven times. The leader was so frustrated, but afterwards his teammate said, look at it this way. You only have to tell them three more times instead of getting frustrated. So there's a law, Horstman's Law of Organizational Communication says you say something seven times and half your team will say they've heard it one time. And I think really in a crisis, it takes even more than that because they're hearing through fear, through their own fears. And it doesn't hurt to say it over and over. In fact, it's been helpful. Our team members are often asking the same questions of us over and over. And you think, are they not hearing? Are they not listening? And sometimes it's how you communicate. And sometimes it's, you know, that they don't like the answer. But often what we've learned is they ask the same question over and over because we're not giving them the right answer. And, you know, I have to confess, early on, we made some decisions that perhaps weren't right, or maybe we were slow to make changes in the beginning, and so people kept asking the same questions. For example, even though we closed our offices technically to different to rental traffic, we had signs on the front saying, here, take a virtual tour, here's how, and we had signs saying, residents, please pay your rent this way, and please call and make an appointment if you need something that is other than rent. But we didn't lock the doors. Well, it was an invitation for our residents who were home. They were lonely, bored, isolated, and apparently couldn't read the signs. So our team members kept saying, "Will you? Can we lock the doors? Can we lock the doors?" We were slow, and when we kept hearing the same question, it should have told us we're not given the right answer. So I just applaud our team for hanging with us. But it has been a good lesson. If you hear the same question over and over, it's not necessarily because, you know, they're not listening. Sometimes it's because you're not given the right answer.
I've always thought that, you know, some of the most important people in our industry are our frontline people. I mean, obviously, they're out there walking the walk each day, dealing one-on-one with the residents. How do you try to take care of them during this type of situation?
Well, that is really a great question, and it is the important thing. You can't thank people enough. Like, I'm a big snail mailer, and so as silly as it sounds, I did a little card to everybody and hand wrote on it and sent them extra gum and thanked them for the extra. And I know that's just sort of silly, but
That's a great idea.
They are doing so much extra. And again, they're doing it sometimes through their fear. So you have to listen to what their needs are, and you have to respond to it and not put them in a position where they're unnecessarily vulnerable. You can't protect everybody from everything because, you know, people are still going to the grocery store and touching surfaces. And I think you have to do the best you can and pray a lot. That's my answer to it. But so protecting that front line, it's making sure they have the equipment they need, making sure they can clean surfaces, making sure you don't put them in unnecessarily vulnerable situations. For example, our maintenance team members, we, of course, stopped doing occupied service requests unless they were an emergency, but we found that when we've asked our team members to say, okay, is anyone in your household sick, or have they been exposed to anyone sick? And people don't always disclose it. So our maintenance person walks to the door and somebody's and of course they don't feel comfortable. And our policy is you apologize and leave. You don't stay. And if it's an emergency, we contact a remediation company that's prepared to deal with situations that our team members are not. They don't have the really high level protection equipment. They don't always know what to do to clean surfaces in order to protect themselves. So you have to modify policies and communicate it clearly. By the way, I want to throw out, after we stopped doing ordinary service requests in occupied apartments, I visited a couple of properties, keeping my 6-foot distance instead of getting to hug my team members like I like to do. And I was surprised on some properties they were still doing the occupied service request. We had not communicated clearly enough that we were stopping for a while to protect them. So you got to listen in lots of different ways. And that old adage that I know, Paul, you've heard a million times, that inspect what you expect, you still have to check things and make sure people heard what you said. So repeating, back to our first point here, repeating and reinforcing the information on a daily basis and by a million different delivery methods helps it to sink in and be retained.
All right. Well, that's all great information. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after this short break. And you're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of team communications in the COVID-19 era. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is a longtime multifamily industry veteran who is also a sought-after national speaker and educator, Mary Gwynn, chief innovator with Apartment Dynamics. Mary, during the break, we were talking a little bit about innovation and innovation of your teams. And I know you're very proud of some of your team members for some of the things that they've come up with and plans and programs during this situation with the COVID-19. Relate some of that to our listeners so that maybe they can try and incorporate some of those ideas within their own organizations.
Thank you, Paul. Well, you can imagine what the HR department is struggling with right now, everything from how to handle people who need the emergency leave and different things, as well as our adding the employee assistance program, just different things like that. But Suzanne Dee, our HR director, came up with this incredible program to help our employees express what they're doing, the little unseen things that are so kind for our residents or our other team members. She came up with an acronym, SPARK, and the last of it is Acts of Random Kindness. And a team member gets to nominate another team member or send in their story, or you can send in your own story. And so I first say a big shout out to Suzanne for finding ways for our team members to share something positive. And we share at least one of those stories on each of our town halls. But in addition to that, what those stories say are how great our team members are and how they're rising up to communicate with and take care of their residents. Like the one we had on yesterday's town hall was so amazing. And the person wants to stay anonymous. She was submitted by one of her team members who caught her doing this wonderful thing. One of their residents' wife passed away and he was struggling financially. The hospital had donated the funds to have her cremated, and her remains were delivered to him in a brown box. And the property manager bought something really beautiful for these remains to be in, and didn't want anyone to know. Her teammates figured out what had happened when he came in to thank her in tears. And it was just one of those wonderful things where people rise up to the occasion in a really tough time. And I know each company out there listening has their own wonderful stories of what their team members are doing. But it's nice to be able to share those stories. And kind of on a lighter note, we're having at least one company contest per week where people submit their best, one of the things we wanted to communicate to residents how to cut off their water or repair something if we couldn't get there quickly during this crisis. And so different team members were recording videos or putting together little social media posts that they actually did use, but then they were submitting them to us for us to share as well. And it was amazing watching our different maintenance team members dancing to TikTok as they're doing a repair or showing how it's done or different things like that. It's been wonderful to see team members communicate with residents and learn new communication styles, because I'm willing to bet at least one of those team members had never done a TikTok before.
Right. Absolutely. Let me ask you a question, and this is nothing that, that we discussed prior to this time, but it just hit me. You, Apartment Dynamics utilizes Apartment Life, don't they, on properties?
We do. We are so excited to have them on it.
And I know they're an extension of your in-house teams. How has that helped you to keep residents happy and help you in this crisis to use a company like Apartment Life?
It has been really great. They've done different contests, different virtual contests, where people submitted either a social media post or played bingo or something like that, where we kept residents engaged, and they helped us by both coming up with the ideas, but also administering them and coming up with prizes. And they've done things like sidewalk chalk art and gotten sidewalk chalk out to our residents. And but what's really neat, Paul, is they don't just focus on our residents. When I arrived at a property the other week, they had just delivered really neat, fun packages for our staff, for every staff member. So they're looking out for our communication with our residents, but also they're looking out for our team members.
That's great. That's great. I know that you've got some takeaways that you would like to make sure that our listeners understand about how to communicate best with your teams, and I would expand that to residents too. What would be maybe the top 3 to 5 takeaways that you would want the listeners to know?
Well, of course, the biggest is communicate. You can't over communicate, and that really does include residents. We're not communicating quite as frequently with our residents as we were, but as we changed policies, or we, for example, as we determined it wasn't a good plan to do our preventive maintenance or to have pest control to go inside apartment homes, we communicated. As we determined that we were going to make it easier to pay online, we already had online payment, but we discounted all the fees for it so that more people could pay online. Different things like that, we were communicating quite frequently with our residents, and as we were closing down amenities, we just tried to communicate a lot, and we did it through signage, we did it through bandit signs, we did it through emails, we did it through notes on doors. You know, you can't over-communicate, and everybody communicates different. So that's a big one. And then, as we said, in addition to you can't over-communicate, communication is two-way. You have
right.
to listen. You have to listen to what people tell you and give them multiple ways to communicate back, including anonymous ways, whether it's SurveyMonkey or Poll Everywhere or the Swift Bunny employee check-in survey or anything where people can communicate anonymously. And again, we love to not do anonymous resident surveys, but, you know, if you really want to hear from your residents, you have to preserve their anonymity sometimes too, because if they don't tell you in person, once Google reviews opens up, they'll tell you there. So give them the opportunity. And say it at least 7 times so your team members hear it once. Say it 7 times. Use every method you have. Use every tool. I am more social media than I was before.
Yeah.
Use email, Zoom meetings, call people face-to-face if you can and it's appropriate. And definitely on different calls, use webcams so that people can hear you and see your face. And then, you know, the last for me, and I think really as important as anything, is be positive. There are so many ways to say even bad news. I had a manager one time who could tell people she was going to evict them, and they would apologize and thank her for taking care of them. So there are ways to say things and be absolutely positive. Positivity, smiles, good news, inspiration, compliments, thankfulness. These are all just as contagious as the coronavirus, and you want to be that positive voice out there, because a leader's attitude really is contagious.
That is all great advice. I do want to, we've got about a minute or so left. I do want to ask you to tell our listeners a little bit about Apartment Dynamics, and also how they can get in touch with you if they've got questions or would like to talk to you more.
Oh, thank you. Well, Apartment Dynamics is both a property management company as well as a training and consulting company. And one of the really great things is we get to incubate ideas that we think work, and I get to train about them or use them in consulting in other places. And the same goes backwards. In other markets, I get to see great ideas and bring them back and test them on our portfolio. So it's a great situation, and I can be reached through our website, either aptdynamics.com, or my phone number is 336-884-8845.
Well, Mary, I got to tell you, you know, I always look forward to seeing you at Apartmentalize, and obviously this year it's been postponed, I think, until November. In conjunction with another annual meeting, and now it's going to be in Dallas. Hopefully that will occur. Hopefully you'll be there. And if so, I'd like to say hello to you. Also, you're welcome back anytime. Great topic. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Paul.
All right. Well, we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.